Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Here with a different type of show today. We have a fabulous guest. I am so crazy excited about her. Her name is Laura Piroff, and she is one of the most fantastic sounding, I don't even know what to say because I'm going to let her talk in just a minute. She speaks the language of light. And before I even heard this, and believe me, you know, I make sure that everybody
Bonnie,
on our show.
You're almost speechless.
Yes! speechless.
I never heard you almost speechless. She must be fabulous.
I know. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I talked to this lady, and I mean lady, and it's so long last night. I was just so jazzed about her. I can't wait to even showcase her, and I'm not going to take any of your time. This is going to be an action-packed show, but I do want to tell you that I'm going to save the really fabulous things for after Laura reads, because I could tell you all the things that happened to me yesterday and what I think the language of light is and how I resonated with it, because actually she did it for me and to me, but I want her to do it for you to hear. And then I'll let you know, because this lady, she channels. And I'm not even going to tell you because Laura, I wouldn't do you justice until they actually hear what you do. So I'm going to turn this microphone, believe it or not, Susan, over to our guest.
Yes. Well, you have just, I mean, she's been, this is not an exaggeration, okay? And with Bonnie, that's always hard to do. It's like Bonnie literally spent almost over an hour on the phone with me going over this amazing session that she had with Laura. She couldn't even find, the words to express most of what it was that she experienced and felt with Laura, and that's saying something for Bonnie. So I am Yes, yes, and we had talked and that Laura was going to do a vibrational, I guess a vibrational energetic session with me, and I am like so looking forward to it.
Laura, I know you're online, and I don't. I know I could tell people what you are. You're an intuitive energy and sound healer. You're a spiritual channeler. You're a teacher, and you channel your own healing system. And I am going to let you take it from here. Please tell everybody listening and all the people that actually want to know what you do and hear what you do exactly what you do. Because, see, I didn't really resonate with anything until you actually showed me. And then I can't even tell you how everything flows right into my head. So I know what you're doing. I know what you did yesterday. I know that the audience can't see your hands because your hands also help do this healing. And I will tell everybody what happened to me yesterday once you show them what you do. And now I'm going to turn it over to you, Laura, even though I don't want to because I could talk an hour about what you do. Hello, this is Laura.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, it is Laura. Such a pleasure. Hi. It is such a pleasure to be here and to meet you ladies, both of you. Such high vibration, such loving lights. And so I thank you for letting me join you. What came to me while you were doing all this, introduction, which was so great, thank you, is we could begin by doing a language of light blessing to connect our hearts and align the group energy of all the listeners. And that way they can experience a language of light in a non-specific way. I mean, it would be specific to that intention. And that even before we get to the callers. Does that sound like a good idea?
I would love that, as long as Susan is waiting.
I'm game.
Okay. Susan is waiting patiently for her.
Well, if you think about it, an aligned group energy will support Susan's, the session we do for Susan and anybody else that comes on. So that's always a great place to start.
Laura, anything that you start with me is great. I'm just so jazzed. I can't wait to hear this language of light again. I can still hear what you did for me. So please go ahead and start. And don't let me interrupt you because I do interrupt, but I promise with you I won't interrupt. So go.
Okay. Well, you will know when I stop because I'll it's a language you won't understand. It's not in English. So let me just tell the listeners, this is the language of light. It's the name given to it, but it's a language of creation. It's the language of love. It's a language that we speak when we're not incarnated. And even at levels where we don't perhaps have vocal cords as light, as physical beings, even in our states of pure energy beings, we use the sounds and frequencies that are these non-dual energies of the higher realms for communication and for creation. So this is coming in from very high levels of love and light that are beyond our limiting concepts of duality. And that's why it's so transformative. So I'm going to begin with the blessing, as I said, to connect all of our hearts and align the group energy in the love and support of each one receiving healing, because we'll all be receiving healing as one. Okay?
Wow.
Drop out of your heads, out of your need to know. Release the day, release all worries, fears, concerns, limitations, doubts. And I want you to simply trust for a moment. Just drop into your heart and feel the truth, the love, the peace, and the harmonization that is available in each moment when you're aligned with your highest self, with your divine light, your essential nature, and the truth and trust that lies within that. And so we will begin this blessing for all. Halakai, holakai, hamakai, helaki, halako. Hale e sakai, mbaha solakai anakateneki. Ole e sakai, otakasa, shumalakai. Makalakai anakateneki, awakolakai. Ale, alo, ala, ala, ama. Amakaya wakotakasi, om chichihiki ha hotaka bahasa. Sumalakaya nokateneki halokaya wakotakasi, o bakai hotakasi kaya wakotakasa.
Bale es sakayana kote ne kihalo kota. Shimhal kihalo koyawa. Ama, 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 ama. Ama kayawa kota kasika. Hele es sakayawa kota kasika. Hele es sakayawa ama. Bale kihalo kota kasika lakai. Ama, ana, ana, a. Bale kayawa kola. Ama.
I know that was your blessing.
Amen.
yes. That was
yes.
Fabulous.
Amen. Oh my God.
I am just.
Oh my
awe.
God! Finally speechless again.
No, wait a minute. I actually can talk, but I just I have to tell everyone that what I picked up, and I'm going to tell you after Susan's, but what I picked up with mine. But can I ask you a question, Laura? I know that when we were talking. I always just keep talking, so it doesn't matter. If you said I couldn't ask you a question, I'd still go around and ask you a question. But I would like you to tell the listeners and everybody that's hanging on to talk to you that what do you think? I know that we talked about this yesterday. I do want you to say before you go into this reading or this healing with Susan that your hands do move. They move to where they need to, and they have symbols and signs. And yours with me moved to my neck and my shoulders, and then it crossed you in the front. But, I do know the language. I could pick out, and that's what I was trying to get across to everybody when I was talking to them yesterday, is there are all different languages in there. Now you do recognize that you do have, like, dolphin and whale, Pleiadian, those kind of languages all coming at you, correct?
And much, much more, yes. It's a weave.
Yes.
It's a beautiful weave
yes.
of many divine beings and energies that are working like a symphony together. So there's, there's a weave of what it's a holographic quantum energy. So everybody listening is going to get something a little different that's just perfect for them, and that's how the quantum works. And your higher self will be guiding and working with you to kind of tailor all these energies coming and weave them in a way that's just right for you. And so you may hear a language that sounds different than somebody else listening.
That is so cool because I have to tell you, I heard a lot of Indian, with mine. And I think I remember.
I did too. Absolutely. I did too. And Hebrew. I heard so much Hebrew in
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, my skin is by. I don't know about you, Susan, but as you were coming in, you must have a million, trillion, zillion people on the other side in all different worlds and all different dimensions coming to support you because my skin, every little cell in my skin is on fire. So usually I can tell when spirit comes, but this is a lot of spirit.
And
probably and probably pulling in from other dimensions too, might be a new experience for you.
Yeah,
I
even
know,
other universes.
I love it.
It does literally vibrate the cellular structure because we're vibrating and we're activating, clearing, healing, vibrating the DNA at the cellular level to awaken us to remember the wholeness, all of who we are. And it's a journey. It's not like you're going to have one and be overwhelmed and, and you're going to be fully, ready to ascend tomorrow. I mean, none of us can handle
that. I am.
It's a journey.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. I can handle it. I can go.
Okay.
But I have told you before, you better be careful what you ask for because you're going to end up with a disco party in your bedroom every night if you keep on asking for, bring them on, come on, bring them on.
Listen, this glitter that I have is totally different than I've had before. She's bringing in universes here.
The thing is, we are multidimensional beings, and we exist at many, many levels simultaneously, and many of us in many universes simultaneously, because we're part of the all in the fabric of all creation. So what this does is it brings in the frequencies of those other places and spaces and lifetimes. And so there's a remembering. And in that remembering, there's an awakening. And in that awakening, there's a desire for more and for more alignment and for more of the truth and trust of your own being to begin to guide you in every moment.
That's my favorite saying to whenever I do a reading or counseling or teaching or anything, is that it's not about learning anything. It's about remembering.
Right.
Remembering who we are.
Yeah, and if you look at the word remember, I mean, it really is, you know, something about putting yourself back together.
Yes,
absolutely.
From our fragmented soul,
right,
and becoming one and whole again.
Right.
Well, I got to tell you, girls, I want a disco in my room. I want spirit all around me. I've got it. I love it. I'll take it. And I am going to tell you, Laura, that you're bringing that party to me, and I am happy and thrilled and thankful and about, like, putting ourselves together. I can already live on five universes at once. I see myself living. And the only bad thing is, you know, you want to be living with the same man, but sometimes in the different universes you might have someone else. But it's okay. I get it. So
right
now I would love you to give Susan and talk to Susan, because we do have several callers that are going to be on.
Right.
Unless you
want
to tell the audience something else, because I don't want to stop you from doing that.
Okay. No, I want to jump right into that. I do want to tell people that there is a free daily podcast available. I am creating it every day upon guidance. That right around Thanksgiving time, I was asked by my guides to create this, a daily dose of love. And I just want your listeners to know they can go to laurapierat.com, and that's LauraPierat.com. On any of the pages on the sidebar is a about a 2-inch size box. So it's the big box, not the little blue one, that you can sign up to receive the daily dose of love, and you will get it starting with the very first post, because it started January 1st. But if you sign up for that subscription, you'll be able to get it from the very first one forward. So they can all participate.
I like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Okay,
yeah,
so Susan. What can I do for you, dear?
Well, Bonnie shared with me a little bit. Oh, don't you be using your psychic stuff on me, Bonnie.
Okay, forget it. All right, I'm done. All right, go ahead.
Well, Bonnie shared with me a little bit of what she experienced with you yesterday, and I actually would probably like to experience a healing gift. I'm having probably I would ask for in my the female organs in my second chakra. I've been having a little issue for the last couple of years, and I've been working on it myself and making progress, but I know that it's just a release of a past imprint that I just can't seem to get the roots out, and that would be fabulous.
Okay, let me tune into that and invite the audience who's listening to use your intent to ask your higher self to direct the healing energies. It is a huge weave, as we've been discussing, from many, many beings. And as we're focusing on Susan's particular concern and need, you can focus by asking and setting your intent for your particular focus and need, okay? So.
Okay.
All right. Let me just tune in here.
I'm already tuned in.
Yeah. I'm actually sort of surrogate for the people I'm working with. Not sort of, I really do, in terms of my face makes expressions of your emotions. My hands move in different ways. There's mudras that can happen, angelic weaving with the fingers, and I touch different, you know, places where the energy is, and I feel it in the body. So there's all kinds of things that are part of it. So if I'm a little bit quiet, it's because I'm tuning in and experiencing these things as though I'm you.
And Bonnie, don't you fill in those empty spaces.
I was going to say it, and I'm not going to. Okay, go ahead, Laura. Absolutely, go ahead.
But right now I'm actually in a lot of intense emotion. So it's like I just need to be with the energy as it is and not resist it, as and that's one of our problems as humans, is we resist energies we don't want to feel. And what I do as a surrogate is allow that. So I'm just going to breathe and allow and feel what you're repressing or resisting feeling yourself. It's an overwhelm. You know, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And now it's calming because we've given it a space to be expressed. Woo! Woo! Okay. And now there's energy flowing, and joy even came in right after that, that burst of joy. You know, and resistance, overwhelm, fear, all of those things, they really don't control us, except to the degree that we block them, you know, because when you sit with that and you recognize it doesn't, it really can't hurt you. It's just a feeling. And you just be with that. And you don't judge it and you don't need to change it. You give it a doorway. And once it can kind of blast through that doorway, then you open to allow the flow of other energies that was blocking. So now I'm getting a lot of flow, and I always know the flow is happening when I get a clockwise spiral, and I'm getting that now on Susan. Clearing out the last vestiges of that overwhelmed feeling. I'm getting goosebumps.
Oh, I love that.
My hands
are loving. I don't even want to tell you what I'm experiencing, because this is not an R-rated show.
Oh. And, so my hands are rubbing in front of me like you would rub to generate friction and heat, but now then they're weaving in front of me, opening at the third eye, like opening and moving up, how do I say, like coming into me and then spreading open at the third eye and up above that towards the crown and beyond and over the, like, arm's length over the third eye is what my hands are spreading open that higher. Now, we know Susan's deeply, deeply tuned in, and she's not at all blocked at the crown chakra and the eighth chakra, but that's what we're opening anyway, is more clearing and opening of that eighth chakra and beyond. So what are you noticing, Susan, while I'm doing this?
Well, several things. I'm buzzing beyond. And
that's good.
There's yes, I'm buzzing. Yes, and
alcohol allowed here.
Yeah, I can feel there's like a figure eight going on, like a helix energy type of thing that's going down from my I wanted to say belly button, but what I'm hearing is umbilical cord, from my umbilical cord to all the way down to my root chakra, and it's I can feel this figure eight going on, and also my head is on the crown of my head is on fire. I mean, it is so hot, and there's pressure there. And I'm seeing sparkles behind my eyes.
Okay, what I'm noticing, of course, figure eight is integration, and you know the unity, the always coming back to that center point, and integrating. But what I was doing while you were talking is counterclockwise circles above the crown. Back again, we're dealing with those, you know, higher chakras, eight and beyond, and opening and clearing that. That eighth chakra area, you know, with these counterclockwise circles. And then while I was, while you were talking, I went down it right before you started mentioning the umbilical cord and the root. I started pulling energy and clearing energy from the root all the way up through, like directly from the root up to the belly button and then spreading outward from there and then return to those counterclockwise spiral openings of at the eighth chakra. So that's what I'm continuing to do. Meanwhile, my fingers are doing, I'm sort of bouncing between my, on my left hand, between my thumb, tapping my pinky and the other. And I don't usually give this kind of information, but Bonnie had asked me to share with the listeners all these details of how much more is going on behind the scenes that most people don't ever have an awareness of.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that because, you know, if you've never done any energy work yourself, you don't really get to experience the beautiful things that you feel and you see and you experience as you're working on someone else if you don't actually aren't there or you don't explain it.
Yeah,
well,
for
let me
it's
ask
a
you
full
a question.
Body process. It's not just like hands-on healing, like on chakras. It's a full body, full energy system process.
It's very
what about
obvious.
The language? What about the language? Are we because Laura, I loved what I heard yesterday. Can you do that, Susan?
No, we're not done. But again, normally I would not be stopping to describe what I'm doing, and I would just go directly into languages. So that's what we'll do is I'll just be quiet about the descriptors and stay in the channel. By the way, that's recoding, that kind of thing. And meanwhile, my right hand is above my head like you swing a lasso. I'm going in these huge counterclockwise spirals, which is all releasing, and the left hand's doing the mudras. And now that lassoing kind of action has stopped, and I'm going to prayer position at my heart, and then the hands are raising up over my head and then opening. Halakai hoda kasha kata naka. Hatananda ta 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 ta. Oh, sakana hatane he tiki haho. My hands are now making a triangle over my third eye. And now the heart. Cha 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 cha. Ho cha 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 kata sabaka tene he takai ho ta kasha. Hala ha sa 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 sa. Shoom, shoom, back to third eye. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka and heart. So we're alternating between them. Malakai, holakai, amakai, ele'e, ekala, kaiwa, kotaka, sikalakai. A-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, akalakai, holtaka, sa, ka-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Havakai, holtaka, salakai, holtaka, sa. Hala hasa kai wakota kasia wakota nakai. Be alokai otaka si kalakai anakai eleki iawa otaka sabaka. Hota ta 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 sa 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 has to do with higher self. Sa 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 sa. Haka ka 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 ka. Ho sa la kaiwa kotakasi halo kaiwa kotakasa. Bela asa kaiwa. Hands at prayer position in front of my heart. Chichikiyawa kotakasa. Hele esa kaiwa no katene kiyawa kolakai. E alo otakasa bakai hotakasa. Ale esa kaiwa kotakasi kalakai. Amanakala. E awakola kaiwa no kote hikiyawa. Bala. Ale alo ala. Am al am. Hey ha hot hi hot hi hot hi hot kaiwa. Hands are now both overlapping each other on my second chakra. Baka kaiwa. Ha ta 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 ta. With my eyes going up and my whole awareness above me. Ha ta 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 ta. Ha ta 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 ta. And that whole in-breath brought everything into the heart chakra. Okay. Mahala, hayawa, ala, okay, hata, anha. Makala kaiwa kotaka sika, hasa, sa, sa.
Halakai hotakasi kaya wa kolakai hanakai alokai wa kotakasi. Beha toka takasa shimalakaya no koteni ki haloko takasa. Ale alo ala ana ana. Ala akai otakasi kalakai wa. Now I've been feeling a spiral coming down around my whole body, like very comforting and surrounding of the energy, very grounding. Hey, ta 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 ta. Ah, ta 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 ta. Ah, ta 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 ta. Ah, ta 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 ta. And the spiral. Ayawa kota kasita hanakai bala. Omakai holakai omakai holakai omakai holakai. Feel a lot of energy in my feet now. Kikia wa kota kasa kalakai anakai balakai. Bala. Ola kai otaka sika. Amakai holakai ola. Amakai heleki ikia wa kota kasa kalakai otaka si. Ale, alo, ala, am, ala, amakai, otaka, si, kala, ana. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, anakaiwa, ana. Now I have a nice, smooth, rhythmic, clockwise supporting spiral, and that's when we know there is flow. And we are complete.
Oh, I love that. I've got to tell everybody, and I know that you're regrouping, so I just need to tell everybody listening, This is a different type of healing. This is not a reading. This is anything that you're going to, this is going to be something that you do that affects your body, your mind, and your soul. And we thought we would bring you something that was different. I'm going to showcase different people every Thursday. I want you all to know what's out there. Laura can be reached for any healing. We're going to take one more person or two more people, whatever we can. But Laura can be reached at her website because there is a lot Laura can do. Take a look at her website. It is Laura Pierrot, P-I-E-R-A-T-T, at gmail.com. It's her website. And her site name, I'm not going to give that to you. But her email is www.laurapierrot.com. So I think you had that backwards because one should be your website is that and your email is the other. But that's how it was sent to me. Please get a hold of her because she can actually, she does tapes, she does healings, and we want you to know what other venues are out there because Susan and I do different things. We open Akashic Records. I crawl in, and I do a spirit communication. But unless you know what's out there, everybody needs something, and I love that I can bring this to you. So can I move to the next person? Susan, are you okay?
No, I have something to say before you do that. I'm sure this is not how you end your healings, but I have to do this. That was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. I feel like I'm about five right now, but my head's still on fire. Now my ears are burning up, and so is my neck. So I'm hoping that will cool down, but I can't even begin to tell you the physical and emotional sensations that I experienced during that healing. And I know it had something to do with that whole umbilical cord kind of thing. And I was given a lot of answers while you did that healing. So
great.
Cold. You know, bone chilling cold is a sign of huge relief. And I had to put a jacket on because it really took me to that feeling.
Well, how about me?
Yeah. It's like I want to go put an ice cube on my head.
How about me? Everybody here. I'm Aries in the first. Ron's on next. He can tell you. Aries in the first.
Okay.
All about me. What about me? I want all those third eye shots.
You already got
yours
yesterday.
I invited the audience to participate. And what did you direct your healing toward?
You know what I directed my healing. It wasn't to my second chakra. It was actually to my third eye chakra. So see,
I'm going to get third eye and heart. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did. And guess what, honey? I intersected that. So here, I piggybacked on top of you, Susan.
There you go.
But that's okay. I love you, and I know, Susan, hold on, because we're going to bring somebody that really needs some. He's in a lot of pain right now, and I'm going to bring Ron on for you, Laura.
Okay.
Ron? Hi. Hello? Ron? Are you there? Okay.
You know, sometimes
Ron,
people go so deep in all these, like, altered states with this stuff that they can be hard to rouse.
I know. Let me see if I can get him again, and then I'll move to the next person, because I know he's, Ron, hi, this is Bonnie. Hello? Okay, I'm going to move to the next person then. Ron?
He just went on to the next dimension.
Hello?
Yes, or yeah. Oh, Ron, oh my goodness. This is Laura. Laura, this is Ron. He's
Hi,
our
Ron.
I can sing hello, but no one heard me.
Oh,
you had
muted.
It muted. Yes. No, I didn't do
hi,
that.
Hi, Laura. Good to meet you. And hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi,
Ron. Get through.
Hi, Ron.
So sad you don't feel well.
Well,
what can we do?
Not just confined to today. This has been something, Laura, that's been going on since 1988, off and on for 26 years.
Mm.
So it comes and it goes, and it has kind of an energy of its own.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, immediately, my teeth are gritting. Wow.
It's called trigeminal neuralgia, and it involves the spasm and sharp pain of the nerve on the right side of the face, the right side of the forehead, above the eyes, sometimes behind the eyes, and the pain moves around on the face, and you have to take a medication to keep the nerve from going into complete spasm, but the medication never really stops the pain completely.
Yeah, I'm getting, my brow is furrowed, my teeth are gritted. I've got, a lot of tension, and you can hear me talking through my teeth right now, and my fingers are over my eyes, so I'm going to take off my glasses and just go right on into the crow. My hands are totally over my face right now with, you know, my fingers over my eyes, and I'm rocking back and forth and forward, so I'm just going to go deep into this energy, and if I go quiet, just bear with me. I know you're not supposed to have quiet on radio, but I need to tune in and stay with this until it has a chance to transition into something else. It's a lot of, I mean, every part of me is tense, from the stomach muscles all the way, you know, I'm just rocking into this. So I can imagine the pain you have, because I'm just all consumed, I guess is the best way to express it. Okay, I'm finally lifting out of that whole contracted, you know, space. So the energy is moving.
Hene
Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, akaewa, ola kaewa, ola kaewa, kotakasa. Shum, 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 shishi, shishi, shasha, shasha. Ala, ama, ana, akae, ot, kai, ot, kai, ot, kai, ot, kai. Mbahaso, kaewa, kotakasi, kalakai. Working on the left eye and the inner nose, where the left eye and the inner nose connect and under the eye and around it. Ata ta 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 in the left temple. Ba 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 ba. Ala asa akai. Anta hasa kai hot kai hot kai hot kai hot kai hot kai. Ala asa kai hot kai hot kai hot kai. Be e sakai wa kola kai. Malakai no kate ne kiawa. Ala kialo kai wa so sa sa. So we have mudras going on, sign of the cross. I'm currently in a mudra at the third eye. While tapping on the sinus, ha ta 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 ta, bahaso kaiwa, shimala kai no katene kiawa kolakai, malakai otakasi kaiwa otakasa, behesa kalakai otakasi kalakai, e al om al om al om al om, hesa kasi kalakai wa o shiwa otakasa kiawa kotakasa, pyramid at the third eye kiawa kotakasa kai no katene kiawa kolakai. And now at the heart, chichi ni kiawa. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, akaiwa. Otakasi kalakaya na katene kiawa. O ba asa kaiwa kotakasi kalakai hola. Behe sakai hotakasa kaiwa kotakasi. Bale, alo, ala, ama, ana. A diamond formation from the root up through the second chakra. Balakaya na katene kiawa kolakai. Mahasa, otakai, 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 otakai. Ale, ala, oma, ala, kaiwa, kola, kaiwa. Shim, 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 shim. That diamond formation split all the way up. It rotated until it is from the throat down, completely encompassing the high heart. Kata, ta, 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 Om chichini ki halo kota kasala. Bak hai hot kai hot kai hot kai hot kai. Alakaya wa kota kasi kalakaya na kote ni kiawa. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, alakaya wa. And that whole process of the triangle at the third eye, triangle at the heart, diamond from the first chakra up through the second, and then gliding up, flipping, and going to the throat down, and encompassing the high heart has repeated itself multiple times as I'm speaking. Ta 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 ta. So it's becoming like a weave. As where it flips like that, it's becoming like that figure eight integration weave. Ha ta 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 ta. Ala. Abakai hotakai 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 hotakai. Ama ala ala ah. Alakai wa kota kasi kalakai na kote ni kiawa kolakai hobaka. Malakai otakai siwa kolakai omakasa. Shimalakai na kote ni ki halo hala. Shimhal ki halo kaiwa. Amakai ele e sabakai. He hal hom hal hom. Hatakasi kalakai wa kotiwa. Kaya na kote ni kiawa. Bale alo ala ama ana. Alakai wa kota kasi kalakai. Shosha sha 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 sha. Now I'm working with alignment. All throughout the whole chakra system, the pranic tube and everything. Kaiwa kota kasi kala kaiwa o pa kasa. Shum 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 shishi shishi shasha shasha. Mala kaya no kote ne kiawa kola kai. Ele esa kaya no kote ne ki halo kota kasa. Deya no kote ne kiawa kola kai hota kasi ka. Shum 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 shishi shishi shasha shasha shala. Ala kaiwa kota kasi kala kai. Anasa la kai. Eya wa kota kasa. Be halo kota kasi. Ele e savakai otakasi wa kolakai omaka ele e sakai wa kota kasa. E wa kota kasi kalakai wa opaka. Starting to feel energy coming into the second chakra and root and grounding. Hata ta 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 ta. Makalakai. E wa kota kasi. And it begins to spiral in a clockwise way that feels very supportive and comforting, almost like I'm sitting in a chair with support. Chichini. In an energetic chair, supporting totally on the energy. Chichichiki awakota kasakalakai alakai otakasitai ele e sabakai otakasi awakota kasa shuriawa kotakasi ale alo ala ama ana alakai anakoteni kiawa ale alo ala am e awakota kasita. Now a fast spinning clockwise spiral, just spinning off, spinning in, and almost like a centrifuge, yeah, spinning out. And that ta-ta-ta again is recoding. So we're spinning out old stuff that's not useful any longer and bringing in new codes, recoding. Sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa. Lining with the higher self. Shum, 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 shi, 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 sha, sha. Alakai onakote ne kiawa, kolakai olakai. Amakai olakote ne kiawa, ale, alo, ala, ana, ana. Ale, aso, kai, hot, kai, hot, kai, hot, kai. Ale, alo, ala, feeling this arcing energy above my head. Very supportive. Shishi, balancing. Chi, 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 cha, cha. Alakai. Maha, sakai, hot, kai, hot, kai. Just watching and feeling energies as they're moving and flowing and changing. Ah, la, 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 la. A lot going on at the left side right now. So I'm just going to wait for these left-sided energies to come into a more balanced, more centered. Sa, sa, sa. While I'm waiting with this, Ron, if you want to talk about what you're noticing, you could do that.
From the very beginning, I got something I never received before. I felt as if 25 or 26 years ago, a block was put on my third eye to block my spiritual work, to block my astrological work, to block my progress in it. And I saw a wolf, but a side image of a wolf spirit as a guardian, as if it was there to keep this block in place. But during the energy work that you've been doing, I saw a spot, and then I started moving backwards, like you see maybe in a dream or an image in which you start somewhere, and you're still facing that place, and you're moving backwards very rapidly, rapidly, back, 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 back. And I felt as if I was going to the point where this blockage was first put on, or before it.
Definitely.
I also saw energy, or felt energy very powerfully in the cheek, in the sinuses, in the face. And as you were saying these things, I was very much feeling them too.
Okay, great. We definitely do go back to the point of origin, which is why this is such fast transformational healing, because we don't need to know the story. We don't need to understand it. We don't need any mental engagement. All we need to do is engage the energy and go to the point of its creation. And then energy is so willing to align with something more purposeful and creative for the highest good of all when we're not placing judgments and blocks and limitation on it. So when we just invite it to express itself in the most expansive and beneficial form, it will do its own changing, which is so remarkable to me. You know, you don't. The energy is intelligent, the guides are intelligent, the universal mind is intelligent, and your body consciousness is intelligent. And all we have to do is sort of suspend all the things that hamper, you know, and get in the way of all that intelligence doing what it knows how to do.
When you're finished, because I know you're still dealing with Ron, go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm feeling a balance where we would have the brow between the right and the left side of the face where glasses would sit on, that brow area. I'm feeling a great degree of tingling and energy work as if it's interconnecting one side of the face to the other, that interconnecting portal.
Right, right. Now, I am noticing still this very left dominant energy. So what I want you to do is turn to your left and really not confront,
I don't want any sense of aggression or, you know, people talk in healing about, oh, you know, you have to clear this and pull it out of the chakras. I don't engage energy that way. I engage it at the level of an invitation. So I want you to just turn and look at it and say, what is it you need from me? How can I serve you? How do you want to be? And I want you to tell me what you get from that question. Because I'm feeling that right in the second chakra right now.
I got the image, first of all, of looking straight forward into the face of a wolf spirit. In other words, I'm looking this one face on rather than on the side. I'm seeing a Native American person with their head slightly tilted to the right, and I can see their long hair, and the hair is dark with gray in it.
Is this a guide, or is this an aspect of you?
It's a male energy that I'm picking up that's a Native American, and I just get a feeling it's an outside force, but I'm seeing a profile, slight angle of the face. And it's an older energy person. It's not new because the hair already has gray streaks in it. And it's just
okay, I want you to ask.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to ask this being, you know, give it your respect, honor it for who and what it is. Because I'm doing this already internally, but I want, for the benefit of the audience, I want people to understand the self-empowerment of being able to ask themselves these questions and not need someone else to do it for them. So since you're in the spotlight. Let you do it. I want you to ask this energy if it is, if it belongs with you now, or if it needs to be honored and released to go about its own journey and release you to yours.
It's honored and released.
Yes, that's what
it's
I got
not
too.
With you now.
Right, and I want people to recognize that when you want to release an energy, you always want to release it as understanding everything has purpose and use at some point, or it would not have come to you. You have asked for it, vibrated the frequency of it, or in some way drawn it to you. So be respectful. Don't just reject something. Say thank you. Our time is complete. Do you see the difference? Because how do you feel when someone is pushing you away? You know, it doesn't empower you. And we don't want to diminish any part of God's creation. So we just want to recognize that it no longer needs to be present in this way. Okay?
I love
so,
that.
Okay.
I love that, Laura. Love that. Go ahead. I'm not interrupting.
Okay.
I'm
so,
just kind of...
Yeah. So, Ron, I just want you to honor it and release it, and I want the audience to recognize their self-empowerment in doing the same with any guide, angel, energy, entity that no longer is of there now. And that doesn't mean it's it's an impinging entity. It could even be, say you're 12, and you don't know how to handle a situation, and you may not have a, you know, formal prayer, but you may just have that confusion or the doubt, self-doubt, and so you're sent survivor guides to help you. But now you're 30-something, and you don't need them anymore. And so it's not about rejecting. It's just about honoring a time that there was purpose, and now that purpose is complete, and releasing whatever no longer serves you in this now. So, Ron, I want you to join me and all the audience with whatever no longer serves your highest expression of your soul vibration in this current now and your appropriate gender, so for a man in this life or a woman in this life, because we've had ourselves as all genders. So in this now is the current expression of your highest soul vibration now. We retain that vibration and release everything that is not a reflection of that now. Okay? Whew, that feels good, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
A-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. My hands are, like, rubbing again in that friction way. A-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Ho-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta
Asa. Ale, alo, ala, amakayawa, ama. Ale, alo, ala, amakayano, ala. There's a lot of joy coming in. Do you feel it? Ata, ta, ta, ta.
I am.
Relief and joy.
Joy, ata, ta, ta, ta.
Relief.
Relief.
You feel spacious. You just feel so spacious to me, like there's room for so much more now.
That's right. If like something was clogged up or like a closet that was too full of clothes and you got rid of some with love and now there's more room.
And with that, my hands go right back to my eyes. So let's allow the support to now come in and you know, finish this healing at your eyes. Kikiawa kota sapakaya no koteneki ale e sakai o takasika. Ele e sakaya no kotenekiawa ale alo ala apakaya kota kasi ale alo ala ane e sakaya anakaya kota kasi ale alo ala ana ana. Oh, that feels really good down in the lower back. I feel a support above my hips, but right at my spine at the lower back. Do you feel that support coming in?
Oh, absolutely. I was just sensing that and feeling that before you said those words.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you feel so good. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, sa, 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 sa. And with that, I believe we're complete.
And
I love, oh my goodness, you mean I get to talk?
So appreciate.
Have I hijacked your show?
No, you didn't. I'm just so in awe. Like,
that
I,
was
you know,
so
I want
powerful, Ron.
Here.
I mean, so powerful. Oh, my God.
It
Ron, I'm
is.
Hoping.
It's wondrous.
Well, you know what, Ron? You can also go to her website, and, you know, she has those daily, you know, because, you know, I would love you to get this on a daily basis or, you know, any type of healing that you can. We'll let Laura tell you how you can get a hold of her and everybody how to get a hold of her. And I know she put that daily light on her website, and I have the attention span of a flea, guys, so I can't remember exactly. It's the love light thing, and I she's going to put that on.
Right. Okay, well, it's a daily dose of love, and it's a free daily podcast. And if you just click into my website, you're going to see it at its current, like if you follow me on Facebook, in real time. So like now we're on number 33 or so, or 30. But if you fill out the little form with your email that says subscribe, you'll get it starting at number 1. And that's
perfect.
On the sidebar of the website. And in addition, stay tuned because I'm very close to creating some online healing intensives that will be much like what we just did here today. And I would love to have people come on and join us with your issue, and then we allow others listening in to piggyback on that. And so we want to get some really intensive deep healing happening for everybody.
I just have
to learn the technology. I just need to get some technology to support that, whatever these online conference webinar things. I haven't learned all that yet. So as soon as I do, we'll be doing some great group healing.
Well, do you know what? I know the perfect person, Laura, to do it, and so do you, but we won't mention his name on the radio. But I
yeah,
think
I know who that
come
is.
Soon. Yes, I know who that is, too, and I think that's going to come. I need to ask you a question because I have a full board. I would like to take one more caller. Will you
please,
be? I know you'd only said that.
Honey,
okay,
I'll
great.
Stay another 30 minutes if you can. I mean, I'll just
okay,
go
then. Then everybody stay on, please. I'm going to let the next one
okay.
on. And
I just want to thank Ron and say God bless you.
And thank you, Laura, and God bless you, too, for your great gift and kindness.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, Ron,
it's truly my joy path.
Bye,
thank
Ron.
You, Ron.
Get well.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
He is such a joy before we get to our next caller, and I know she's on. I just have to tell you about Ron. He's a famous astrologist, Laura. He is so steeped in the history and knowing of astrology. He is also a clairvoyant, and he is one of the best I know. So if you know, that's why I was so concerned when he called, and
mm-hmm.
I know that he has really appreciated what you've done for him. And,
I want to take this moment to remind the audience levels, because I've been at so many different levels of this journey where I look up to these people who have these great skills, as Ron does, and as you guys do, and I'm like, oh, when will I get there? And I've got so much in my way between here and what I think I want to be able to connect with and express and these gifts. And I just want to tell everybody, you know, it's a journey. Be where you are, because even at levels like I am and Ron and Bonnie and Susan, we have these gifts, but it doesn't mean we don't also have blocks and things to work on. So you're never going to be I won't say never, because, you know, we will ascend and we will reach our mastery. But, you know, we're always in the journey. And so focus on what is working for you. Focus on what gifts you do have and work from that. And know that all the rest is just you keep knocking them out of the way as they come up.
Work in progress.
Yeah, we're all a work in progress.
None of us need to be put on a pedestal. Don't compare yourself. No. Just love yourself where you are with the gifts you have right now, with the abilities, because everybody has the gift of love. And when you focus on that, everything else will come into alignment.
You know,
see,
Laura,
Bonnie,
I love that.
It takes you a little bit longer for you to be able to walk on water.
I know. I'm so excited. I can't take it. And I'm going to say it. And Ron's going to listen and go, oh, I got to close my ears because she's not Aries in the first. But I'm going to tell you again, I'm Aries in the first, fourth, tenth, sixth, whatever, because I am all about, well, I'm not really, because I love
everybody. Every day we have a guest. And afterwards, Bonnie calls me and she goes, I want to be able to do that.
And the next girl that I know is calling, I always say this to her. Oh, girlfriend, if you got that card, it's mine, so you can't give it away to the caller because, see, that Ace of Spades is mine or that Ace of Diamonds is mine. No, you could give her my card. So, I mean, it's all, you know, I always, in jest, it's always about me. I mean, I guess that's why I'm here, actually, this time.
That makes you so adorable, Bonnie.
Oh, I love you, Susan. That's so sweet. And I am so happy. But I am going to bring the next person on. Laura, you'll have to get used to us because we are a trip. So I'm going to bring the next girl in.
We have a little twist there.
Yes, we are a twist. Kelly, am I speaking with you?
You sounded like a little bit like you were underwater there, but you're there.
I didn't hear the name because of that. What was the name of the caller? Because it sounded garbled.
Kelly.
Okay, is it Kelly?
Yes.
I'm so sorry because I talk garbled because I say a million things at once. I think I
No, no, no. It's the technology. It's just the sound is coming through badly. But
This is Kelly. Kelly, this is Laura, our special guest. Susan and I, special guest.
Welcome, Kelly.
Laura,
can I help
delighted
you?
To meet you.
I actually went to your website,
and you highly resemble a very famous female politician, just to let you know. But I'm going to make everybody else go and look. And look at your website, because I went, really, that's a lookalike, or is she a twin, or what is she there?
Not amazing.
I love it. You're beautiful, Laura. Very beautiful. Right, Kelly?
Exactly.
Yeah. What can I do for you, Kelly?
Wow. Where do I start? I have several things. So I'll go from tip to toe. A lot of it is I've had an eyesight issue since I was around 4 or 5 years old. I had rubella. It's like the German measles, something like that. And
uh-huh.
I remember the doctor told my mother, you know, don't let her watch, you know, TV, blah, 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 because, you know, weaken her eyes, this and that. So, I wasn't kept laid down and with my eyes covered and all that. So I did watch television. It's like my eyes got progressively worse. It's like I did have kind of a I've been attuned to Reiki, and it's like it actually cut my prescription in half because there was a point in my life where I was 950/20, which is in diopters, I guess the eye people will say, you know, think of it as dollars and cents. So it's like my prescription was $9.50, and I actually got that cut with Reiki to about $4.25. But I'm still past the point of legal blindness, which is like $2.50 worth, okay? More recently, well, let's see, I don't know if it's recently or later. So I've got a son who is going to be 30 this year, and when I first got pregnant with him, I started having some hip and leg problems. And I've had 5 children, so it's just kind of, I'll say, devolved. I got aggressive with it. I went to chiropractors, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm just to a point now where my metabolism kind of, like, slowed down. And I've been trying to figure out ways to, like, you know, rev the metabolism up because with I got my hip hurt again, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, and I've had less mobility with it. I put on more weight, which made it worse, type of thing. So what I've got going on is, you know, kind of a variety of things in there. So it's like I would like metabolism fixed so it's still so faster like it used to be. Kind of the, you know, the hip and leg moment. And then it also affected the lower part of the spine, like from the tailbone from the coccyx up to about the mid, about where it attaches in at the rib cage. So it's just all that lower spine where it's been supported. So that's where I'm at. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And that's, you know, one of the things I love about having this team that does the weave is they're going to work with your higher self and work at the level that's ready for release and healing and transformation. Because as I've explained before, it's like a deck of cards stacked. And if you're really trying hard to get the one on the bottom and it's not available, and, you know, we don't decide what's available. That's between your higher self, your soul journey, your life lessons, you know, your DNA, all of that. But if we work with what's available, the whole deck reshuffles, and other things that were buried deeper become available. Do you see? So the whole time you're talking about your eyes, I'm getting a nope, nope, nope. Sorry.
But no, it can't be fixed. Sorry.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that nothing can happen relative to that, but it was meaning that that's not the most important issue for you here today. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
So, when I studied matrix energetics, it was really interesting class because they taught you, that, you know, like on the computer, you have a clipboard and you sort of throw things on the clipboard. Well, they told you the whole time a person's talking about their stuff, you know, you're going to get a point where you go, yes, that's the key. That's where we start. And everything else, you're just going to kind of throw on a clipboard and let them talk. And it's there. It's there. It's not being denied, but it's, you know, you're just waiting to get the one that you feel the click on. And the one I felt the click on was when you started talking about your son's birth.
Okay.
So as soon as you said, see, I get no's by my head swings to the left. And a yes is my head swings to the right. So that you're talking, you know, no, and you start talking about your son, and my head just whipped over. So that's the energy that we're getting. And I think my awareness went right to your low back. So we're going to work with that first.
Okay.
And oftentimes, working with that will make the other things more available. So immediately, my fingers are flying through the air, doing all this. Sort of angelic weaving and reweaving, and I'm seeing blue light, and we'll just keep, I don't know how to describe this, my right hand's above my head with my fingers doing this angelic weave, and my left hand is back and forth moving through the energy field weaving. So I'm just going to go into the language of light with that. Alakaya wa kota kasita alakaya na kote nekiwa. Ale alo ala ama ana si. And that clockwise releasing at the crown. Counterclockwise, I mean. Ale alo ala alakaya wa kota kasita alakai. E al al sheha lo kota kasa. Shimhal kihalo kayawa kolakai. E al 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 sheana kotene kiawa. Ale alo ala ana ana. Alakai hotakasi kalakai. Ale alo ala ana ana alakai. Okasakai okasakai okasakai. Atatatatatatatata sa sa sa. Ane ano ana alakai otakasi kalakai wa kotakasa. Sim 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 si sa 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 sa. Molokai no katene ki, ale alo ala ama ana, ale alo otakasi kalakai no katene ki, ale alo ala ama ana, ale alo ala ama ana, eawako takasika asa, shimhaki halo kayawako shishiwa, ale alo ala kayawako takasika, deha tokasi kalakai wako takasa. Shimhaki halo kotanakai, ewa kotakasika ashi alokai, shinchin shishi halokai, bewa kotakasika ha. Now, I've had all kinds of stuff going on with the left side in particular, and this weaving mudras with the left hand pulling into the center. So we're like taking whatever the left to me is the past also and bringing it into alignment. The right hand's at the heart, and everything going on at the left is being brought into alignment with the heart. Meanwhile, I just sat straight up, so the spine work and the alignment work, too. We're still working on the left, though. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Do you have more issues on your left, or is this more of about it being the past for me?
I would say definitely more on the left, because that's the hip that always goes out. That's why I've spent years at the chiropractor for you.
Okay, so we're doing angelic weaving and working in the field, and I'm seeing these flashes of blue light spark every now and then. So that's a literal left side thing, not just a metaphoric past issue.
Okay.
Sa-sa-sa-sa-sa. Shishiyawa kotaka. Atata, atata, atata. Atata, atata, shishihawako. Tomaka halahasa. Ale, ala, ala. Now I'm rocking back and forth, forward and back. Ale, halo, hotakai, hotakai. Ale, halo, kotakasi, talakai. Antiki, hawa, kolakai. Eowa, kotakasi. Shimalakai, anakote, nikiowa, kolakai. Ale, alo, ala. Am, al, am. Eowa, kotakasi, kalakai. Ala. Amakai, olakai, olakai, omakai, eleki, alakotaka. Tumalakai, anakote, nikiowa, kolakai. Bale, alo, ala, amakai, ala. Eowa, kotakasi, kala. Shumhau ki halo kota kasa. Opaka si kalakai. Beyono kote ni ki kalakota kasa. Sa 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 sa. Ala. Ala ki alo kota kasa I kala. Now my hands are very much stabilized in a prayer position at the high heart in front of me. So we're not doing that weaving anymore. I feel much more balanced and aligned. Are you noticing any of that?
Yeah. For the first time in a long time, I'm sitting. When you said I'm sitting up, it's like I had done that too, and it's like I am sitting without pain, which is really nice. Thank you.
Awesome, great. Sit 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 Malakai, hotakai, siawa, kolakai, omakai, ele e sakai. Alakai anakateneki, alako takasa. Sim 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 si 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 sa sa. Alasa, 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 alasa. Alasa. Alakaiwa kotakasi kalakaiwa. Shimhau ki halo kotakasi. Triangle at the third eye. Chichi awa kotakasa. And the heart. Chichi niki awa kotakasa. Shui awa kotakasi. And bouncing back and forth. Te 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 ta 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 ta. Shui awa ko. Hale sakaiwa kotakasi. Halo koiwa kotakasi. I'm having these really wide, you know, when you see pictures of the Caduceus and how the energy goes like a snake up through the chakras.
Right.
But it's a really wide snake. It's going out, like beyond your hips width. It's interesting because normally, you know, it's drawn like a tight tube.
Like a scepter, yeah.
And this one, it's going out nice and wide. It kind of reminds me of those big, wide candy canes, you know, that.
wow.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah. Nice. It's really nice. It's very supportive. Iawa kotaka sikala kaiwa kotaka sa. Sum 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 si 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 sa 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 sa. Allah. Coming right into the high heart. Allah. Chishi hawa kotaka si. Allah, Allah, Allah. So it's like these nice ribbons of energy circling or weaving up through your chakras in these wide pattern, which is very, very, it feels so supportive. It just feels cushy.
Like the DNA here.
So
it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anakia wakotakasi. Ala. Ale. Alo. Ala. Ama. Ana. Alakaiwa. Ana. Ale. Alo. Ala. Am. Al. Am. Al. Am. Ala. Atatata. 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 Now, I feel the issue with the vision. This is going to sound really strange because clearly it's bothered you for a lifetime, but I feel like it doesn't really bother you that much. It's like, you know, you've come to some peace with that, and and that's why I feel like it serves a purpose. I feel like it serves a purpose of, in a way, slowing you down in life a little bit. It's like caused you to be able to get on this journey. to be a little slower in terms of doing and being active in life, and that's opened up some inner things. And so it's served a purpose, and I'm tuning into it now to see if what we did before has opened up a window of release and of that. And I still get a no. I just want you to turn and look at that energy. Look directly at that energy of your eyesight. And I want you to ask from your heart of hearts, is this a problem for me?
Only in the sense that it annoys me that I have to wear glasses to drive or read.
Okay.
I can take them off, and I can take them off, and I see the world in colors, and I'll go, that blue blob over there, this or that, or, you know, whatever. So, I'd love to quit buying glasses.
Now, what I want you to do is from a level of acceptance, I want to sit with this. I want to feel the change. Oh, boy, that goes right into my second chakra. Okay. I want you to look at that issue and own it, allow it, and accept it. I could live my entire life peacefully and joyfully knowing this is me. Do you feel that in your lower chakras? Do you feel the energy moving there? Because once you accept it, you can often release it. It's the resistance that creates a problem. Do you see?
Gotcha.
Can you love yourself exactly as you are?
That's nice to know. Sometimes I wonder. I look in the mirror and go, I need some work on that.
Exactly. Now, what if you looked in the mirror and said, oh, my God, you're amazing. And we can even improve on that.
Okay. All right. That's a good phraseology. I like that. Okay.
Okay. So look at this issue and say, we are unstoppable.
Okay.
Oh, do you feel that deep breath?
Yeah.
This is not a limitation for me.
Okay.
I can live my brightest expression of being, regardless of this issue. It does not define me.
Okay.
Do you feel that energy coming in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I love myself exactly as I am. Can you say that and mean it?
I'll work on that. I'll do that mirror exercise. I absolutely will.
Can you join me now and do it? I love myself exactly as I am.
I love myself exactly as I am.
Ah, there's a part of you that is so happy to hear that. Okay. I am willing to allow that to be true for me.
I'm willing to allow that to be true for me now.
Okay, that's not true for you. Okay, I get a no as soon as you say that. So can we change that belief to a yes?
Okay, Cal.
Okay, do I have your permission? Do I have your permission to shift this with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have to ask permission because this is your sovereign life expression, okay? So, all right, so Mother, Father, God, Creator. This is a theta healing technique, by the way. It's a really wonderful system for pulling, emotional and beliefs and thought forms that are not serving you. It's scripted. You can get the book and learn to work with this, too. Mother, Father, God, Creator, it is commanded for you. Kelly, I don't know your last name, so if you don't want to be more public, I'll let you put that in your mind. Okay?
Okay. Yep. Mallory Coulter is good.
The program, I am willing to love myself exactly as I am, be resolved at the history level, pulled, canceled, and sent to Creator's light at all other levels and replaced with the program. I am willing, ready, and able to love myself exactly as I am. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Show me. Ha-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ha-ta-ta. Ha-ta-ta-ta. Woo-hoo. Woo. Yes. Woo. La, 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 la. Do you feel that new energy coming in? That's a clockwise spiral to me. Yes. Alakai, otaka, sigawa, kolakai, hotaka, sa, mahasa. Shim, 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 shishi, shishi, shasha, shasha, shala. Alakai. Ala. Ala. Every part of me, if you would say this, every part of me is ready, willing, and able now.
Ready, willing, and able now.
To love myself exactly as I am.
To love myself exactly as I am.
Oh, yes. That's a yes now. Okay. I love myself exactly as I am.
I love myself exactly as I am.
Oh, yay. That's a yes now, where before that was a no. Ha ta 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 ha ta ta ha ta ta ha ta ta. She 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 sha 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 sha. Getting all kinds of wiggle in my hips. She 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 ha ha ha. Be careful. Hala. Ooh, sha 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 hala. Antahasa. Now, let's look at that vision issue. I am willing to see myself as beautiful and perfect.
I am willing to see myself as beautiful and perfect.
Yay! Yes.
Yay!
All right.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Can we bring healing now to the vision issue? Yes. You see, it would not have served you for us to clear that issue, because it was serving you to have the issue, to bring your awareness to how much you were blocking by not being willing to love yourself as you were with that. You saw that as a defect instead of seeing yourself as perfect with or without whatever condition. You were allowing it to define you in ways that it truly doesn't define you. But it had to remain with you because it was teaching you to see beyond the ways you were defining yourself, the limited ways. You see? So,
that makes
let's go into
sense.
It. Since, see, people want to get rid of the thing that they don't like, but they often don't honor and own that that thing is serving them, that pain, that personality trait or dysfunction as they perceive it, is drawing their attention to where they're not happy and not in balance and not expressing peace and love and joy in the world. And so it gets their attention so they can transform something they need to shift first. Now, there's a lot of joy pouring in. I've got my hands on a triangle over my heart. I don't know if you feel it, but, man, it's just like somebody opened the floodgates and is letting joy energy. It's coming across your shoulders. It's coming in the breath. It's just this expansiveness to allow joy into your life. And then I think the vision.
It's just like being in a column of it's like in a column of gushing water. It's like, yeah, I got it, all right.
Yeah,
I like it, man. This is good.
It's got a lot of pink going on, a lot of pink light, very soft, beautiful pink light, which is that self-love. And, you know, I look at it, I call it Kuan Yin light, because she just has that beautiful pink, soft mercy energy, compassion, self-compassion. And by the way, I posted on YouTube a video about compassion sometime back around Thanksgiving, and, you know, you could go in and listen to that, too.
Yeah. I'm going to subscribe to your daily dose of love stuff, too. It's like, that sounds really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but definitely go listen to that one about compassion. Kiki hawa kota kasi kala kai hawa kota kasa kala ha sa 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 sa. Anakai hota kasika. Ele e sa kai anoko teniki. Ale alo ala ama ana. Ala kai hawa ala. Ale alo ala ama ana. Akai hawa. Okay, wa kota kasi kalakai. Ale, alo, ala. Am, ala, ana. Okay, wa. Wow. Blessings to you, dear. What a lot of shift. Now, to everybody, be sure to drink lots of fresh, pure water to, you know, cleanse us through your cells. But as you're clearing,
well,
you're also in your energy body. Yeah.
Right.
I am going to tell you that you are amazing, and I can't even imagine how you even start to do this, but it is just amazing to listen to you, and I don't sit still long, Laura. I am, like I said, I have attention span of a flea, but I love fleas, and I do admire
and you sound,
that.
Yeah, and you sound like you're having so much fun doing it. Yeah, it's like fabulous.
You know,
yeah, I mean, we're all quiet. That's scary. Yes, you're right, Laura. What better than to make life better? I am just, Kelly, I'm going to mute you, but are you happy and you feel better?
I
want to
say thank you. It's like, oh, absolutely. This has made my day, and it's like, Laura, thank you
much. Yeah, your voice sounds so much lighter than when you got on.
I was thinking about this I was debating whether to tell you about this incident that happened to me back. It was September 1st of just last year, and it's like literally I had woke up my group had worked with me, and I felt like I'd lost 10,000 pounds overnight, which means I knew it was like from a lot of past life stuff, and I had no idea. I was dragging it all around, but this is definitely another really good shift. So it's like, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
I've been going on springboard, walk around all day.
I awesome. Love that, Kelly. And before we get off, and before I put you on mute, I do want to say to you, I hope you listen to her because you are a great girl. You're a wonderful human being on this earth plane because you have to be human here right now. And I know that you'd rather be somewhere and back home and all kinds of things with your peeps. But I do want you to know that you have to love yourself, honey. And you, I know, have gone through some really tough times with that. So she hit it right on the nose. You need to keep that in mind, Kelly, because you are a great human being. You're a great love, and I want you to feel that every day of your life. So thank you, Laura.
Right.
Do we
I'm
know
download
her?
This. Yeah. I'm going to download this, and I'm going to listen to this for a while.
Well, Kelly, I also want to tell you, I was feeling really homesick, you know, and I was crying one day about, you know, how hard it is here, and I just want to be in all that love, light, and peace and joy and amazing stuff that I feel every day when I'm in channel and connecting to my guides, and I want to go be there now. And Gaia came
and
through.
And they go, no, you still have work to do. See, I had an experience when I was 10 about that. I was like, yeah.
Gaia came through and just said, remember, honey, the reason you came here to do all this hard work is to bring heaven to earth. It's not about doing it. It's about bringing home here.
To shift the vibration and raise it, right.
It's about bringing home here, not about going home.
Right.
Yes, Kelly, exactly. And guess what? You're here. We have you. I'm glad, and you need to keep the vibrations raised, girlfriend.
Absolutely.
So I am going to mute you.
Yeah, thank you.
I did mute Kelly so you can still talk to her because I was getting some static because when you have four really powerful, I think, energy healers, it's a tough thing. And so I know we were getting some static, but probably because we were all on together. But Kelly is a sweetheart. She needed that. I can tell you, Lori, you hit her right on the nose, and I'm hoping she can take that and you cleared it because she absolutely is a great girl and a great human being and can add a lot of energy to this planet. So thank you. I appreciate that. Before I do want to talk to you, and I know Susan's listening. I'm just so, like, crazy about – I want you to tell everybody what you did before. They have some type of idea. You know, you don't have to go into a long explanation, but you have a job. You did other things besides this. And I want them to know what you did.
Yeah, I'd like to know how you got this gift. How did this start with
you?
I
want to steal it.
I mean,
no, I
did you wake up in the middle of the night, start speaking tongues, and realize you had the you know, this gift? I mean, how did you start with this?
Well, to answer both of you, my previous career, I was a photojournalist. And so, you know, that's just a whole other thing. But then when I had a kind of complicated twin pregnancy and a lot of things. By the time my kids were still in cribs, I started having the symptoms of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And it was like 4.5 years before I even got to the right doctor, which ironically or coincidentally, of course, we know that synchronicity. My mother went for a psychic reading, and it was the psychic reader who told her that I needed to get to a different kind of doctor. And so I ended up with a rheumatologist, was diagnosed, and then the crushing blow was that there's no cure, because this is long before Lyrica or any of that. And so it really became turning away from the allopathic path, my dad being a surgeon, my sister being a nurse. I totally trusted the medical profession to take care of any problems, and it just wasn't possible because the word incurable just takes it right out of that field. And the heavy-duty medications they wanted. I know, but I understand.
I hate that word,
that's
Laura.
Their
and
paradigm.
I'm a nurse. Yeah,
but that's their paradigm. They're about curing. We're about healing. And so, whatever, you know. I don't need to judge, and I don't need to go into duality on that. But what I do see is that my soul had to create for me a process that would, A, take me out of my very rigid, allopathic, limited, conservative thinking for me to get into this journey. So, you know, it serves us to be in these transformative, sometimes very challenging experiences, but they do help transform us. And it puts us in a seeking journey one way or the other. And almost everybody you talk to is functioning at these levels of passion and devotion to this kind of work, got there through some struggle. And so, you know, you really do come to appreciate. So the miracle of healing was very real to me because of my own problems. And the compassion was developed through my own problems and my own suffering. So, you know, that's why I say we have hindsight is so clear when you look back and you see that every challenge was actually a gift. So anyway, back to the questions you asked. I was waking up in the middle of the night, usually 3:33, and my body would start moving of its own accord. Yeah. My body would begin to move like I had TMJ, and my jaw would start to open and move in its own. And I'm saying to only newly realizing there were even spirit guides, you know. I kind of knew we all had a guardian angel, but that was the extent of my spiritual understanding. And my jaw would start moving so much that I thought it was going to break. And I'm like, hey, I'm physical here, remember? You know, bones, muscles. And I was fearful that they were actually going to hurt me. They'd move my legs in the night and all these things. But over time, I came to trust because I was getting better and not worse with all these sort of adjustments, if you will, physical adjustments, very tangible, like moving me like a puppet. And one thing led to another where I just learned to trust that when weird things happened, they were helping me. And I took classes and started doing healing work as a practice. But one day I was working on my mother and suddenly started speaking in these languages. And we just thought it was intriguing and interesting and odd, but you know, it wasn't, my mom was open-minded, and so she said, well, let's just see what it does. And what it did was it brought much faster, much more profound healing to the clients I was working with than when I tried to stay in traditional healing paths, that modalities that I was learning at the time. And so I really surrendered all those modalities to this.
Wow.
Very cool.
Laura, you know, I always interrupt. I interrupt. I hate to say that, but that's me. I'm sorry, because I know the people in chat want me to do this. And I am going to tell people who have come
in. That's a good excuse.
Well, no, but you know what, Laura? I love you, and I think your story is fabulous, and I hope everybody, you know, but there is part of that story. I do want to tell everybody what happened to me, but first I got to tell you what's going on in chat, because I don't usually go into chat. I'm just looking, and I was able to look for you. And, Laura, what they're asking, and I'm going to read this from one of the chatters. She said, let me see it. It says, can you bring some healing to people in the chat room? So I know you did that at the beginning. Yeah, so can you address chat, because we have a lot. I can't tell you, thank you all you chatters. I love you, but we have a lot of people in chat that are really amazed by you and really excited about your gift. So
much rather do healing than talk about my past. It's really
Well, go for it, Laura, because they want you.
Yeah. So we will make a global offering of healing. And what we're going to do with this, because everybody's unique and different in their need, but what you have to realize is this is a weave. We're not doing this in a vacuum. Everyone has a higher self, and I am presence, that is guiding. It's their soul energy, their soul path and purpose. So what I want you to do is each one of you give permission that whatever healing comes through will be guided and directed by your higher self for your specific need, whatever intention you want to set. If you have a particular one or something more global, like you just say, higher self, I trust you to know what I need. Okay? Higher self is God. This is the part of you that has never left the oneness. This part of you has access. It's the part that guides all the synchronicities that bring everything you need to you in life. And so you can trust that part of you to know what you need and what's available and ready to be healed now. So what I want you to do is align with that part of yourself, and we will bring forth healing that can be used and woven for whatever intentions each individual is setting. Does that sound fair?
I love it, and go for it, because you know what my intent is. My intent is I want to blow my head off my third eye, so you go ahead.
Okay. All right. So,
Laura.
Okay. Atanakai bahasa. Hoshi halokai tenehesa. Shibakaya no kotene ki halo shumhal ki halo. Eawa kota kasi shumhal ki halo kaiwa. She sa kolakaya no kotene kiwa. Ale sabakaya wa kota kasi. Aneha. Hokai hotkai hotkai. Shin 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 shi shi. Shumaha tokasa shumarakai. Eawa kota kasi kalakaya wa.
I can really feel this aligning everybody with their higher self. We started with a nice, gentle spiral, clockwise spiral, which is energy flow, and then my hands have gone above my head in the prayer position. So we're really opening to connect deeply and purely with that energy of each person's energy of self. Ka-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, ka-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, recoding. Shimalakai wa kota kasi kalakai. Amakai olakai otkai wa ewa. Bahasa, shimhalakai, ala. Onkihalo kotakasa, shimhatikihawa, deawakota, shimha. E al om al om al om, chehawako. Shimalakaya no kotene ki, third eye, shim shim shim, shishi shishi shasha. Shim 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 is clearing. Katatatatatatatatatata, coding. Katatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat Ola Kaiowa, Ola Kaiowa Kota Kasika, heart. Shum 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 shishi shishi shasha shasha shala. E alo kaiowa kota kasika kai. E anakote ne kiowa, om shishi kaiowa. Kola kaiowa, second chakra, kanta hasa kaiowa. Shum shala kai otaka. De hao kohota kasi, shum hao kihalo kota kasa. Shum ala kai anakote ne kiowa kola kai. And eighth chakra, kiowa kota kasi. Katana kaiowa kota kasika. Sim 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 si 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 sa 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 sa. Shum hal pihalo kotakasi kalakai. E om al om al om al om. Ma kai hot kai hot kai. E awa kotakasa om takasa. Shum hal pihalo kaiwa. Bala e sa kaiwa kolakai. E shakai. E shakai o shakasa. Sim 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 si si sa 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 la. E awa kotaka si kalaka e awa kotaka. Be alo utaka si. Shumala kai awa kotaka sala kai awa. Shumala kai anakote ni ki awa ko shumala. She al om al om al om al om al. He la osa kai awa. Mala kai anakote ni ki awa ko la kai hotaka si kala. Shinchini hi tikia. Shobakatana kai awa kotaka si. Be al om akai awa. Eo wa kota kasika. Sum hal ki halo. Ale ala amakai. Shu ki hawa kota kasika. Shum hal ki halo kota kasi. Be al om chihi ki awa ala. I'm noticing this nice clockwise spiral that encompasses the body in a way that literally just lifts it right off the ground. I feel like my feet just left the ground and I'm just being suspended in this column of golden spiraled light. Shum 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 shishi shishi shasha shasha. Kata kasika otakasa kalakai. Am shihalo kaiwa kotakasi. Ama kaiwa kotakasa. Shum hal kihalo kaiwa. Shum hal kihalo kotakasika. Shumala kaiwa. Shum 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 shishi shishi shasha. Bala kaiwa kotakasi. Ala kihalo kotakasa. Sum 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 sisi sisi sasa. Bale alo ala. Amakai anakote ne kiawa, solakai. Don't know if somebody in the audience has something happening with the left breast, but that's what I'm focused on right now. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Shumhau ki halo kotakasi kala. Sumalakai anakote ne kiawa kolakai. E al om chihi ki halo kotakasa. Shumalakai anakote ne kiawa. Bale ale alo ala. Now throat. Kiawa kotakasi. Ale alo ala. Chichi awa kota kasi and high heart. Kai awa kota kasa. Kalaki halo kota kasa kalakai holokai ama. Ale alo ala. Ama kai awa kota ka. Shumala kai anakote ni ki awa. Shum 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 back to the left breast. Kai hai hai ho hota ka. Shum hum ki halo kota kasa. Shumala kai awa kota kasi kalakai. Mach ala ki awa. Moch ala kai awa.
Mechela ki halokota. Manehe sakaya wakota kasika. Sim 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 si 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 sa 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 sa. Simla kaya wako. Shim hal ki haloko. Shim shim si si sha 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 sha. Anakaya wakota kasi. Ale. Alo. Ala. Am al am al am. Ala. Ala. Kaya wa. Okaya. Wata kasi. Ale. Alo. Ala. Ana. Ana. Ala kaya wa.
Laura?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to decide
phone.
I'm trying to decide if we're done because I still see the body suspended above the ground.
Okay.
I'm wondering whether
ahead.
I should ground
go for it, girlfriend. Go for it, girlfriend.
I actually don't think it's time yet to ground everybody. I'm leaving everybody a little suspended in these energies just for a moment. If you can go ahead and talk if you want, but I'm going to let the energy keep doing what it's doing, and then I'll let you know when we're complete. But you can go ahead and talk.
Oh, good. I am so happy because talking is what I love to do, but I do want to tell everybody in the audience and everybody in chat, oh, don't you laugh, Susan. I just wanted to tell everybody that when I had mine yesterday and I didn't know what I wanted healed because, you know, I'm, you know, always thinking I'm fine, I know that I heard all the different languages, and I wanted everybody to know that I picked that up right away, that when I asked Laura to show me what she did, and this is what you've heard all day that we've been on the air, I knew the inflections of her voice and the different languages. I had a lot of dolphin and whale noises and language and different languages for me that came through. But I could tell each inflection were Indian, and that's why I was saying to Susan, Susan, darling, you can speak too, that I could hear the Indian, the Hebrew, the Lemurian, and I don't even know Lemurian's language, but it was coming through to me, and I knew the whales, the dolphins, and I could hear each inflection that Laura was doing. It was so cool, and I hope that you all got that through, and that's why I really love, like, showcasing people. Laura is going to, she takes this around the world, she takes it to different parts, she's so into healing because she healed herself, which is really a wonderful thing because, you know, they always say love thyself first so everybody else can love you back. Because, you know, I did counseling, so did Susan. And you know that if you don't love yourself first, you have nothing really to love with anybody else because yourself is the first love. Now, that's not narcissistically. That's just individually. That's what God and the universe, we call God the universe. I always say universe. Puts you here for. And when you radiate love, you bring in love. And I hope everybody understands that because
everyone and everything is a reflection of yourself. So if there's no self-love, then you don't see that in anyone and it doesn't appear back to you either.
Did you hear the – well, good. I'm glad you're with me, sister. Did you hear all the different languages when you heard? Can you see the inflection in Laura's voice?
Actually, the only two that I could pick up was the Hebrew and the Native American. The other was just like a beautiful sing-song to me.
Yeah, and, you know, this is what I wanted to bring up, and I think Laura's listening, but she also says the name of her guide. So if everybody hears, like, you know, when you hear at the end and you hear ones that are the same or similar, or, you know, exactly the same, and people say, oh, well, she's saying the same thing. Really, she's really saying her guide's name that she has. Is that correct, Laura? Because I know you told me that.
That is in there, but that's not all that's in there. But, yes, you'll
right.
Like Mala, Makala, Ana, Oma. Awa, there's many guide names, and my perspective on that is sometimes they're introducing themselves. You'll hear literally, I am, da 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 da. But it's also about in the oneness. We know these beings. We remember them. And when they use their name, it's like a holographic concept of all that they represent. And so by expressing that sound frequency, vibration of that being, you know a whole lot all at once. And that's
it's like
where
a coding.
Sounds, right. It's like a picture's worth a thousand words. There's a whole lot of information in a word that you already understand at levels beyond here.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I just love that. I know that I asked you also if you understood what you were saying or that you could decode, and you had said no, that there are people that do that. But, again, when you had explained that energy is energy and we need to clear these blocks and we don't need to know why or where they came from, we just need to know they have to be, you know, cleared. And I think that's what I got
right.
from you. And that's
right.
kind of what is the same thing.
Well, I feel like, you know, going through traditional counseling and all that, you know, we've been taught that healing takes time. You have to process and, like, meet with a counselor every week and hash out all your painful past. And we have to do this in order to get well. And we, you know, that may have been true at one point, but we have energies on the planet now that are so healing and so transformative and so just they're profoundly capable of releasing things easily. I call the language of light like a spiritual solvent. You know, you can work really hard and scrape all the grease off your, or, you know, food particles cooked on and baked on off your lasagna pan, or you can soak it overnight in some kind of a good degreaser and work much less hard in the morning. You know, so immersing yourself in these languages, like with the Daily Dose of Love, and just, I've got all kinds of free podcasts from the past on my website, and just listening to them, even without worrying about having to have a problem, but they transform effortlessly, and they release and dissolve all kinds of things. You may have noticed that when I was doing something more global to a vast audience, it was a little more gentle and calm. When I'm working with an energy and I've got something to heal and it's an individual, boy, do we pound away at it, you know, and we really get in, and it can be almost shamanistic and intense. So, you know,
yeah.
If you've got something you really want to work with, call me for a private session or get on one of these group online things I'm going to begin when I get the technology in place. Let's really dive in and work with your specific need, and we can shift things in a big way. But when I'm putting out these daily doses of love and the global, it would be too much for people to take every day to have a pounding. they're going to be gentle, they're going to be loving, they're going to be global, but they are definitely going to be transformative.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine when you found out that you could do this, and we're shifting it back to you because you said that you wanted us to be hanging here for a little bit, and I know we have about 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we are. Oh, everybody, we're complete. So everybody in chat, and just to let you know,
yeah.
We're not hanging. We now are down the ground. She did a beautiful healing for all of us, and I thank you for even asking in chat for it, because I get so involved in what I'm talking about here, and I love you in chat. You all know that. I always mention, even on my Facebook, how important you are to us, to our show. So thank you for even allowing me to ask Laura to do that for us. So, and we all got benefited from it. But back to you, Laura, because I'm going to tell everybody, because we have got so many callers on the line, Laura, that we would not be able to get to them. I think 12 minutes left, and I don't know that you want to take another one. I don't know if you can take another one,
well,
but if not, I'd like to talk. Because you say you like to heal. Would you rather heal than talk?
Yeah.
And will you be able to, in 11 minutes, do something?
Sure. And you know what?
Okay.
Guys will work with every situation, but let me quickly invite people, because if you want to stay tuned for when these healing intensives come, signing up for the Daily Dose is only going to, you know, get you that. But if you follow, I've just created a Facebook page for this kind of work, this energy dynamic language of light and these kind of healing work. And it's if you go on my homepage, there's a link to, you know, follow me on Facebook. And that will get you on that page, and you can stay tuned when I do start these healing intensives that are going to be very much like this phone call, like this radio show. You can come online and follow me with those.
I love that. I'm going to take one last caller because
yes.
We have 11 minutes, but I will tell you I'll have to interrupt at about the two-minute mark, which I hate to do.
That's
guys,
fine.
But you'll understand. Okay, here I'm going to take the next caller. I don't know who it is, but I am going to take the next caller. Okay. Oh, here. You know what? You know what? You know, sometimes technology gets to me. Here we go. I'm going to call 856-0328. You're on. Who am I speaking with?
It's 0328?
Yes.
It's Martha.
Hi. Did you say Martha?
Hello. Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Martha.
Hi.
Here, Laura. I'm not even going to get into saying
okay.
Hi and doing all my funny stuff. Go, go.
What can I do with you?
Well, a lot of it's been done already, but I'm having trouble with, I guess, interpreting messages because my
mm-hmm.
heart is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I don't think it's the third eye. I really think it has to do with the heart.
So are these personal messages from your own inner knowing for yourself, or are you talking about working as a medium or a in some way giving readings?
Well, primarily for myself.
Okay. So this is about you tuning in to your own inner wisdom without the interference, shall we say, of concerns of feeling too much that would cause you to hesitate?
A lot of what I get is feeling, and when it involves certain aspects of my life, feelings are so intense that I don't know what they mean.
Okay.
I don't know whether it means I'm on the wrong path, that I'm not
okay.
interpreting things right.
So maybe a little divine detachment could help so that
okay.
you don't block your feelings, because we want our emotions. If you're empathic, you can, you know, sort of put a filter on that.
Well,
so that
yes,
it,
I am. But
okay, so that you have a volume control, if you will, like a thermostat, okay?
Okay.
So we can do that. We can ask for that to be something that you can modulate with ease. And when it's useful to turn it up in order to receive information, you can choose that. But on average, like a thermostat, you're going to put it at a real comfortable level for you to go through life, receiving where that empathic nature is useful and beneficial
mm-hmm.
and helpful, but not overwhelming. Now, in addition to that, we're going to ask that you be aligned in a level of divine detachment that enables you to step back from your problems and other people's problems as well. So even while you're smack in the middle of the hurricane, you know how to be in the eye of the storm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that you can assess all the information around you and let your divine guidance guide you, but you're not going to be thrown about, you know, tossed about by it all. Okay? So
okay.
here we go. Ka 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 ka. And audience, this is great for everybody, so plug in on this. Ta 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 shim 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 shi 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 cha la kaiwa kota kasi. So I'm seeing this almost like a all or nothing. It's like you've chosen not to shield yourself because you don't want to block off your feelings and your insights and information, but you've left yourself wide open as a result. So it's kind of like you only see yes or no, shielded or not shielded. So this is where we're going to bring in this filter that will help just soften it so it's tolerable. Not excruciating, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Makala kaya wakota kasika. Sim 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 si 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 sa 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 sa. Shim 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 si 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 sa 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 sa. Mala kaya wakota kasikai. Ota kasika la kaya na kote ni kia wa. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana. Asai, ho kai, ho kai, ho kai. Mala kaya wakota kasi. Ale, alo, ala. Am, al, akaya wa, ala. So what I'm seeing is this is kind of like a computer has a hard drive
And you're storing all, you're the hard drive, you know, I mean, you're the computer, and storing all your feelings, all of your files, all of this information for referencing, like in your body and your cells and your mind, so that it's always available. And what I want to tell you is there's the cloud. You can store all that stuff on the cloud, the divine mind, universal mind. And you can get exactly the information, exactly the feelings, the insights, the wisdom that you need without having to filter through all those files that you're trying to store in your own body, mind, consciousness. Okay?
Okay.
So that you can let go of all the details and just open yourself to receive what you need from the cloud, you know, these whole computer analogies, from divine mind, universal mind, in the now. Okay? So that's part of that divine detachment is, you don't need to feel everybody's stuff, and you don't need to be responsible for it. You're responsible for your stuff only, and then being able to access from divine mind whatever you need to be helpful to another. Okay? And then that filter of your own stuff so that it stays at a level you can manage without being overwhelming. Kaiwa kota kasika la kayana kote niki. Ale alo ala ama ana. Akaiwa kota kasi. Ale alo ala. Mama, how does that feel?
Good.
You feel okay?
Feels good. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Blessings to you.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I hope, Martha, I hope that that has helped you. And please let us know, because you know we're about feedback. So please, you know, get on chat. I know you were on there. Leave us, drop us a note. And you know where Laura is, so you can find Laura. And I love Lightworkers. I know, you know I love mediums, so I, even though our show on Monday and Tuesday is all about Akashic Record and medium, you know, communication, these shows are so important, don't you think, Martha, to show what, you know, not all the time, like Laura says, that we as workers in this field, we also have issues, we also have blocks, we also come to Earth, we aren't perfect. So even though,
right.
you know, we love to go, you know, we love other workers like us, and I just want to showcase everybody that has different gifts because we all need them. So I hope that you're okay, Martha, and I hope that you stay with us, and I know you're a great listener, and I hope that you feel better.
Thank you.
I do too.
You're welcome.
Blessing to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I am going to mute her, and I love you all. I want to thank everybody in chat. I want to thank all of our callers. I want to thank all of our listeners and Laura, and of course I want to thank my fabulous co-host, Susan Z. But I do want to thank you so much, Laura. I don't even know how to, you know what, I think I dropped our co-host. Oh, well, anyway, so I just wanted to thank you so much, Laura, for even sharing your time and your talent, for coming here and healing people, and for healing everybody, and for being so excited and wanting to heal everybody. I am just so happy to be able to have you on our show, and I hope that you want to come back, and you're always
welcome.
Oh,
I'd love
to come back.
I'm all about the co-creation, you know, because you have a doorway. I mean, you're a doorway to bring it. You're the connector, and, you know.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm all about that co-creation. And honestly, healing is all self-healing. We're co-creating with your audience, too. It's, you know, I have no great power to you know, we're all sovereign beings. And so this is always a co-creation when we're healing.
I agree. And that's why I like, you know, I have been animate. And I also want to thank Caroline, because Caroline, who knows who she is, she also understands that we have to showcase everybody. I have people who are crystal healers. People don't even know that there's crystal healers out there. I have numerology. People don't understand that they're out there. This healing is so powerful, Laura, that we started this program on a Thursday, and you are my first. I've had Wednesdays. I've had Mondays. I had people showcase Mondays, and they're fabulous. We open Thursdays up because we've gotten the idea. We've gotten the feedback. We want to showcase what's out there. We want you to be able to have a platform to heal people instead of you running a show that you're able to take as many callers as you can to heal them. So, again, I have 60 seconds. I want to thank you. I want to send love and light your way. And I am
so proud
and I am so honored to have you, Laura.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. It's just been a joy. And
thank
blessings
you.
And to everybody listening. Many, many blessings. Infinite flow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everybody, all our callers, listeners. Have a wonderful evening. I know you love Laura. Go to her website. Go and download your free healing every day because I'm going to do it. So have a great evening, and we'll be back with Bonnie Albers and Susan Z on Monday. Have a good evening, and again, bless you all. Be happy and healthy, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.